Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's my time and there's no way that I'm failing. Life ain't never been better.
Life in Full Color on a new album about black and white America. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and today on the show, songwriter, guitarist, and actor Lenny Kravitz joins us to talk about his new record. And later, a 17th century take on sex, comedy, and witchcraft in a 21st century makeover. Members of the company Opera Omnia will perform in our studio. But first, in the background, you're hearing Lenny Kravitz performing a song called Life Ain't Ever Been Better Than It Is Now. And there's a good case to be made that this song is maybe a little autobiographical. See, Lenny Kravitz already has an assortment of Grammys, multi-platinum record sales, and number one hits. And in March, he's set to appear in the film adaptation of the very popular sci-fi book, The Hunger Games. But if you listen closely to this recent album, you'll hear that the world around Lenny Kravitz still has some problems. The album's called Black and White America. Lenny joined us in September to talk about it. I started out by asking him about his original vision for an album simply called Funk.
Well, I started another record. But the thing is, you never know when inspiration's going to hit. And, you know, you might think that you're going to be doing something in your mind, but then the inspiration comes. And all of a sudden, you're going down another path. And that's when you have to make the decision. Am I going to follow my brain or am I going to follow, you know, this thing that's happening inside of me right now? And I chose to do the latter. So I started to make a new album. And, you know, what Black and White America just came out. The whole thing just came out so effortlessly.
And what was that kind of moment, that flash of inspiration?
I was dreaming all of this music. I isolated myself. I went out to the Bahamas where I just built a studio in this old garage that I had there that was empty. And it had always been my dream to go spend time there and work, you know, not just go there for a vacation. And I live in an old Airstream trailer on the beach. I live a very, very low-key life when I'm there, you know, eating out of the garden, fishing out of the sea, and being around not so many people. It's a very small village. And this was something that I needed to do for myself as a human being. And being in this environment just prompted all of this music in the air, music in the trees, music when you're just walking. And so the first song, which is the answer to your question, was Push, which is the last track on the album. And that was the first song that came out. I dreamt that one morning, got up, went straight to the studio, and that's what began this journey.
Huh. And the song Black and White America?
That came second, actually.
And what was the inspiration, what was the impetus to write a song that dealt with race?
Well, I had seen this documentary when I was channel surfing one day somewhere. I don't even remember where I was. And it had this group of Americans on that were talking about how they did not like what America had become. They wanted America to go back to the way it was 100 years ago. And it was even, you know, it got to the point where they were saying that they had assassination plots for President Obama, and this would never last, and don't worry, we've got this covered. And they were full of such hate and rage and ignorance. And, you know, we all know that racism exists, you know, and we encounter it from time to time. But on that level in this day and age, I was like, really? Like, to that extent? And so the song came out as a rebuttal to this attitude and to these people. And, you know, the chorus of the song says, the future looks as though it has come around, and maybe we have finally found our common ground. We're the children of one father. If you're looking back, don't bother. We're Black and White America. And then as I began to write the verses, then it got into Martin Luther King, got into my parents and my life. And as you know, this is what I know. I grew up in the middle of this dynamic.
Mm-hmm. white father, black mother, mm-hmm. and so it's a personal story for you as well as a social one.
Of course, of course.
And this is how it comes out in the song Black and White America. Lenny Kravitz, the Grammy Award-winning singer and songwriter, with us on Soundcheck, the title track from his new album, Black and White America, tackling the issue of race in a very kind of upbeat, it seems, Lenny, a very hopeful way.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just the way I, you know, my take on it, the way I'm feeling about it, and this is where we are, and I like to keep it optimistic and up, and, you know.
Yeah. Well, the whole album seems to be kind of an optimistic.
Oh, most definitely. I definitely found a place that was feeling really good. I came to peace with a lot of things in my life at that time. You know, removing yourself is very interesting because when you take yourself out of society and you take yourself away from technology and you don't have television and you don't have all this stuff, and at night you're just dealing with the sounds of nature and the stars and you know, the sound of the ocean. A lot of things come up.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, people who came to visit, a few people who came to visit.
This is in the Bahamas.
Yes. Found that, you know, in the first few days of being there, they almost had, you know, what seemed to be like anxiety attacks. Because can't get online, can't watch TV, can't do this. All you can do is hear the elements and your thoughts. And then all of a sudden, what's going on inside really starts to resonate.
You have to deal with it.
How am I really feeling? What's going on inside of my spirit? So it's an interesting process to be out there for the better part of a year and a half and just keep going deeper into that place.
Now, I mean, you're a city boy. You were born
I'm
here
a New Yorker.
In New York. You must have had that the first time you went to the Bahamas
there. I'd grown up going there twice a year.
Okay.
So, you know, I had winters there and summers. My mom would send me there for the summer and to be with my cousins and, you know, to take in my Bahamian culture. But, yeah, it definitely still happens. After being on the road for a couple of years and working extremely hard, you get down there for the first week and it takes a minute. It takes about 2 weeks to just get to the place where you can then relax.
We're speaking with Lenny Kravitz. His new album's called Black and White America. And while it does look at America, there's still a bit of that Bahamian influence in some of the songs. There's one called Bungie Drop.
Yes.
What is Bungie?
That's the Bahamian word for a woman's backside.
So this is the Caribbean version of like a booty call.
Yes, but the intention of the song is to show the attitude of these women. It's not just an ass shaking song. It's what's beautiful is that you go to these little, you know, shacks where these people are dancing. It's very basic. There's a guy spinning some records. You know, maybe one red light bulb and a couple of big old speakers. And these women are very full-figured women. And they're wearing extremely short shorts and little tops and really bright, you know, fluorescent island colors. And the thing that I love about it is that they're not taken in by the, you know, the media's version of what beauty is. They're not buying it. They know that they're beautiful, and they are beautiful. And you don't have to fit into that whatever size or however big your lips or nose or face is and all of this. And that's what the song's really about. It's really beautiful to see people not fall into that trap, because, you know, everybody in our society is, you know, damn near killing themselves and cutting themselves up to fit some kind of, you know,
ideal.
Yeah, and it's just really sad.
Now, this song actually has a couple of guests. Jay-Z, who needs no introduction, and DJ Military, who you hear at the beginning of this clip. Bungie Drop is the name of this song from the new Lenny Kravitz album, Black and White America. So, as I said, Lenny, Jay-Z doesn't need any introduction, but who's DJ Military?
DJ Military is the local DJ who plays at this spot. I've known this guy for 20 years, and, you know, I had to have him on the track because he was part of the inspiration that whole night at the little spot. He gets on the mic while he plays music, and he's doing his whole toasting thing,
right.
And he's telling the girls what to do and how to dance, and he's kind of the ringleader. So I had to have him on the track.
Now this is a little bit of a different sound. I mean, much of the album, is sort of like looking to different genres.
That was the intention. I didn't know what kind of record I wanted to make, but I knew that I wanted to have a large landscape, so that I could, you know, paint and. Really use the spectrum, and so I look at this album as I'm old school. I still look at the albums as
an album,
albums and vinyl. And so, we released actually a gatefold double album, two pieces of vinyl, four tracks per side, 16 tracks, and that really is how I thought of the album. I wanted to do something in the tradition of, you know, Electric Ladyland or the White Album or Sign of the Times or All Things Must Pass or, you know, any great double album where you really get to explore and go to a lot of places, Songs in the Key of Life, you know? And those kind of records were the inspiration for the format.
Right. And so, tracks that sort of look to the Bahamas, to R&B, to classic rock. You know who hates that sort of thing? Radio programmers.
Well, it's very interesting. I've been told that my strength is actually my weakness because I don't fit into a box and I never have, and it's all over the place. And, you know, you can offer a format, a song that's perfect for them, but they'll say, but you are not that format. But here's the song. It exists. Here it is. If this was somebody else, you'd play it. You know, it's really interesting. But you know what? I can't make music for programmers and people that like to put things in boxes. I can only express myself, and thank God the people that support me to the extent where I can still be doing this, you know?
Well, I was, you know, really struck by something you told Details.com, which was, and I'm going to quote you here, a radio programmer just said to me, we can't play the first single because it has horns in it. Is it rock and roll? Yes, but we don't do songs with horn stabs. Now there's instrument bigotry?
That's what I said. We're gonna have brass sections picketing, the song "Come On Get It," which is a really rocking track, happens to have some horn stabs in it, because that's
trombone
what,
shorty.
That's what I wanted. Trombone shorty, and
who will be on soundcheck in an upcoming program?
He's part of that horn section, said, "Well, we like the song. It rocks, but it has horns in it. We can't play it." So, you know, I don't know what's going on, man. I really don't. Music is music. You know, I remember growing up in New York City and listening to, like WABC or, you know, these things that my dad would be playing in the car. And you would hear Simon and Garfunkel next to, you know, Gladys Knight to the in Pips, next to Diana Ross and the Supremes, next to Jimi Hendrix, next to the Animals, next to Led Zeppelin, next to whatever. And it was all these genres
right.
mixing. Aretha Franklin, Dionne Warwick, you know, Neil Sedaka, you know. And it was like, that's how I grew up listening to music. Music was music.
Well, it's still music. We just...
Yeah, there's just so many boxes now.
Yeah.
People like things to fit neatly into their little boxes
mm-hmm.
so that they can identify it and feel comfortable about it.
Speaking of boxes, there's a very funny video that you did for the song Stand from the new record, which is kind of a takeoff on Let's Make a Deal, you know,
yes.
which box do you want?
That was inspired by my grandmother. When I was a small child, my grandmother would be cleaning the house, you know, and she loved her game shows and her soap operas. And so we used to watch all of these shows. And I was, you know, the lyrics to the song are very uplifting and very sort of serious in a way about facing life's, you know, obstacles and so forth. And but I didn't want to make a video that was like pushing that point. So I thought about a game show where you could like, you know, you could win or lose, just like in life, you know, things can change on a dime. And so came up with these three characters and made this sort of goofy game show video.
Right. So you're the game show host, you're the band leader, and you're the drummer who yes. spots that the game is rigged.
Yes, yes. That's Bubba Washington. He's got a gold tooth and an afro, and he's streetwise.
You can watch the video on our webpage at wnyc.org/soundcheck. The song is called Stand by Lenny Kravitz. Song's called Stand from Lenny Kravitz's album Black and White America. We'll have more with Lenny in a moment. We'll hear what he has to say about rock radio and his upcoming role in the film adaptation of the best-selling young adult novel The Hunger Games. And remember, if you miss an episode of Soundcheck or want to hear it again, you can find our complete archives on our website, wnyc.org/soundcheck, or even easier, just send our show straight to your iTunes by subscribing to the free Soundcheck podcast today. This is Soundcheck. Don't hesitate. Just get up and say, yes, I can. You're listening to a repeat broadcast of Soundcheck. Wash me over, wash me down. I wanna get saved, baby. Ooh, liquid Jesus, wash me over, wash me down. I wanna get saved. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. More now with my guest Lenny Kravitz. We've been talking about his new album called Black and White America, which just came out this week and includes this song you're hearing in the background called Liquid Jesus. Would you say there's a kind of carpe diem, a certain seize the day mentality to a lot of these songs?
In the sense of how they were created?
The mood behind them, you know, a sense of, you know, this is your life, go out and grab it, seems to be.
Well, you know.
Stand, for example, the song that we heard.
Yeah, that's, you know, that song was inspired by a friend who actually became paralyzed from the waist down, who now is walking, thank God. But, yeah, you know, you live your life, these things come out, and you go for it.
Well, and you said, you told us, first song you wrote when this flash of inspiration mm-hmm. hit and you went down this path was the last song on the record called Push.
Yes.
Which also seems to have that kind of mentality behind it.
Yes.
Is that written? You were in the film Precious.
Yeah, that was obviously inspired by the film. The novel was called Push. But yeah, you know, I tend to like writing about these sort of situations where people have to overcome, you know. It's something that I watched my family do, you know, as a young child. My grandfather, who was born in Inagua in the Bahamas, at 10 years of age, became the father figure of his family because he had three or four other brothers and sisters and a mother. His father died, and he started working at age 10 as a man. And what I saw him do was absolutely amazing, how he provided for his family then, how he then got married, provided for his wife and his daughter, my mother, enabled her to get a full education, go to college, even go to, I mean, as a young black girl at that time, to go to the Shakespeare Institute mm-hmm. in England and study acting, and, you know, took her to Broadway shows and, you know, made this great life that she could then make for me. And, you know, it was beautiful to watch and see a man's focus. And he said he knew this at age 10, because I said to him, how did you know to do all the things that you did at such a young age? And he said that he had a vision when he was 10 that he knew when he had a child, I guess because of what he went through, mm-hmm. that if his child ever asked him for anything that he or she needed, that no could not be the answer. And he had this thought at age 10 as a small boy on an island in the Bahamas where they didn't even have electricity. He never saw ice until he was a teenager, mm-hmm. you know. So this is the kind of, you know, dynamic that I grew up around.
Lenny Kravitz with us on Soundcheck. This is the song called Push, which started the whole album called Black and White America.
It's barely morning, cars are roaring. My mama's calling, but I'm stalling, living in the past. It's time to face the world in front of me and make the best of this reality. I'm gonna push my life today, push to make a better.
Lenny Kravitz, the song is called Push, from the new album called Black and White America. Lenny Kravitz is with us on Soundcheck today. And calls coming in for Lenny Kravitz. Kevin is joining us from Sheepshead Bay. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, how are you doing?
Wow.
So, thank you so much for taking my call.
I grew up part-time in Sheepshead Bay. My Jewish grandmother lived in Sheepshead Bay, man, when
I
was a
kid.
Yeah,
I know, as a matter of fact. I know, man, you know. And I've always admired, I'm a 50-something orchestral musician, and I've always admired how eclectic and how ground-based you are, and of course, what a good player you are. That doesn't come up a whole lot in your interviews, but you're a hell of a player, man. And,
Thank you.
You're welcome. And just your appreciation of so many roots in music. You know, I grew up with the, you know, Beatles and Chicago and Earth, Wind,
right.
and Fire, et cetera. You know, and Aretha Franklin, and Gladys Knight and the Pits, who you just mentioned, as a matter of fact. I really appreciate your work, man, and, you know, I'm glad you're having a good time doing it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Yeah, I love music, and, you know,
How did you get to be such a good guitarist, drummer, bass player, keyboard player? Mm-hmm. You do it all on
these
records.
Well, I grew up, you know, I had this classical career when I was a kid, which was something that I did not choose, but it happened to me, and what a blessing. When I was 11, I ended up, you know, singing with the Metropolitan Opera and, you know, doing about 10 different operas. I sang with Zubin Mehta. I recorded on the Mahler Third. You know, my first professional...
As a boy soprano?
Yeah, first alto. My first professional concert was the Mahler Third, same thing, with Erich Leinsdorf at the Hollywood Bowl. So I had this really incredible classical training, which taught me everything about, you know, harmony and then, of course, all the great bands that you're talking about. I mean, Earth, Wind & Fire Records taught me about producing and arranging in that genre, because, I mean, those guys, as you know, would stack, you know, 5-6 harmonies and melodies on top of each other, all these melodies going at once, and nothing ever stepped on anything. So, you know, great records and a great upbringing, man.
All right, Kevin, thanks for the call. Adam with us from Brooklyn. Adam, you got a question for Lenny Kravitz?
Yeah, you know, I'm a new convert now because I didn't really know you.
Well, hallelujah.
Well, I'm a real jazz enthusiast. You ever considered, like, hooking up with Wynton Marsalis and doing some jazz ballads?
Man, I love jazz. You know, that's another thing. You know, I grew up around... I'm not trying to name drop. I'm just trying to let you understand my background. I grew up around Miles Davis, and you know, I used to sit on Duke Ellington's lap when I was a kid when he'd play. And my dad was into jazz and into that world. And
your dad, Cy Kravitz.
Yes, you know, Sarah Vaughan, Lionel Hampton, you know, Coltrane, all these. I love jazz. And, you know, if you listen to some of my music, you'll hear that it comes out from time to time. But I would love to make a record like that at some point. I definitely would. And I see the future, you know, I see myself really doing a lot of things that I haven't done so much of. I really want to branch out and just, you know, go all over the place. So you might hear that happen. Definitely.
All right. Now, what about, there is yet another generation of Kravitzes in the music world. Your daughter, Zoe.
Yeah.
She's got her, her own band called Elevator Fight.
Elevator Fight.
And
yeah.
Like you, you know, seeing a fair amount of screen time these days.
Yeah, she was, you know, she's done about 7 or 8 movies now. And, of course, the last one, X-Men, was quite successful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm extremely proud of her for being her own person and doing what it is that she wants to do.
Now, does she come to you for advice or is it like flipped around?
I go to her. She's way hipper than I am. Way hipper than I am.
Well, now you are playing a pretty important character in the forthcoming film Hunger Games, based on this incredibly popular young adult novel series.
Right. Comes out in March.
You guys were filming in the Carolinas, you said,
yes.
Before we went on the air today, while the hurricane was passing by.
Yeah, we were fine, and we were in this studio that was like a fortress. It was an incredible experience making this movie with director Gary Ross, who is absolutely phenomenal. He's so talented. He can do everybody's job on the set. He knows every element, and I really appreciate that. And the cast was great. You know, I've only made a couple of movies, so I can't really say I know what it's like to make films, but everybody on the set was mellow. The vibe was beautiful. There was no drama, no divas, nothing. It was beautiful experience, and I'm really glad to be a part of it. And the movie's going to be great.
So The Hunger Games comes out next year. A final question. We're going to take one from the web. Sam from Astoria writes, "Hi, Lenny. I can think of many black artists who have written songs about race relations. Who are the white artists you can think of that have written great songs about race?"
Oh, Bob Dylan. Let's just start there. You know? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lenny Kravitz's album is called Black and White America. It's out now. And Lenny, thanks for being on the program.
Oh, it's always good to talk to you, man.
Here's one more song from the record. It's called Rockstar City Life.
Walks like a man. You think she's older. She understands. She ain't no joker. She's got the glam of rock and roller. She's got the plan. Moves like a soldier.
still to come. It was the 17th century's biggest opera hit. A taste of Francesco Cavelli's Giassone from New York's Opera Omnia, next.